Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to continue with some of the practices in Ramadan and out of Ramadan of some of the Akabir. So very interestingly, if you look at the life of the Akabir, the level of consistency they had, it's as though climate didn't affect them, it's as though months didn't affect them, it's as though the weather didn't affect them. In their way, they kept on going and going and going. Like one person asked so nicely, he said, "Kab tak?" You know, till what time do we have to continue persisting? So the Buzruk replied to him, "Kabar tak." "Kab tak?" He said, "Kabar tak." Till the time you reach the Kabar, that's the time you continue and you continue and you continue to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be affected by what's happening around as far as your conditions are concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there out of Ramadan, Allah Pak is there on big nights, and Allah Pak is there out of big nights. Your job is just to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in regards to Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, once Hazrat said, "My routine in Ramadan is the same as in other months. My routine in Ramadan is the same as in other months." Some of the elders have different habits in their iftar, in that they break the fast to dates and zamzam. My habit is to break fast with whatever is closer to me at the time of iftar, whether it is a date, whether it's zamzam, or whether it's water or guava, whatever at that time is the closest to me, I'll take that and I'll break my iftar. A very interesting incident with regards to Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib bin Qari Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi coming to visit Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. So it is written in the Majlis of Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi narrated the routine for Hazrat in the Ramadan 1929. The Ramadan, now talking about Mawlana Shafi Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. So he's explaining that this is what Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib wrote about the experience of their visit. Himself, Mufti Shafi Sahib and Qari Tayyib Sahib, they went to visit Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi in the month of Ramadan. This was the first time I had the opportunity to spend Ramadan in Tanabawan. Sheikh Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, was with me at that time. People came to meet Hazrat from every part of the country throughout the year. The people would come to meet Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah throughout the year. Different people would come to meet him. Many of Hazrat's closest devotees and successors were scholars. Many of the Muta'alliqeen, the Murideen of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah, they were all scholars, ulama. So that shows the rank of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah, that his people also that were following were not ordinary people. Most of them were ulama. And then he explains that throughout the year, so many of the closest devotees and successors were scholars and students of Madaris who could not spend time with Hazrat except in Ramadan, as it was their only break time. So throughout the year they were busy. The only break time they got was in the month of Ramadan. And since this month is for worship and devotion, hundreds of people came to spend time with Hazrat in the month of Ramadan. So now this, because it was the free time in the month of Ramadan, madrasas are closed, so hundreds of people now would come to Tanabawan and spend time with Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Though it was against Hazrat's nature, he disliked crowds and large gatherings in the month of Ramadan, and he loved seclusion. His general habit was he liked seclusion in the month of Ramadan. He didn't like too much of crowds and too much of like how we have like joint programs and all. It wasn't his tabiat that he liked all this, but he allowed for it, he made excuse for it, because he would say, "My friends and scholars of deen do not get any other opportunity at any other time to come, so I have no choice but to allow this." So he would go against his tabiat here, because his friends and his muta'alliqeen, this was the month that they were off, and this is the month they could come to visit him. Every year the number of attendees grew. A few years before he passed away, everything was occupied, the rooms, the khanka, all the surrounding buildings, and still more space was needed. They had to pitch tents in the courtyard of the khanka. One year tents were pitched outside for the lack of space. People were coming mostly to spend time with him, so nafil. So therefore what happened is even outside people would stay just to attend his programs. Sheikh Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, this Qari Tayyab Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, was with me with my first visit in Ramadan. Sheikh Muhammad Tayyab Sahib was not only a great scholar, but also an excellent reciter of Quran. Qari Tayyab Sahib was a beautiful reciter of Quran Sharif. He reached Tanabawan after completing his Quran in the 19th. So here one thing we learn, that if a person wants to travel, he must finish his khatam of Quran, then he can travel. So here Qari Tayyab Sahib on the 19th of Ramadan, he finished his khatam. Now he was ready to travel. Sometimes what happens is people start traveling even before they finish the khatam, and very often their khatam is lost. And even one more dangerous than that is people that like to tour different masjids. They don't realize that one masjid may be finishing on the 27th night, one may finish on the 29th night. Even those that are finishing, for example, on 29th night, sometimes they may read a less part and they may cover up the next day on another part. So the person that is moving around, is very likely that he may miss some part. So sometimes the hafiz in that may be a mistake, he may leave out one part because he didn't know his work, or whatever reason he forgot to leave one part. So now he'll cover up the next day, but you already gone to the next masjid to hear the other recital. So that part doesn't. So therefore when a person is doing tarawih, ideally he should stick to one masjid. Anyway, Qari Tayyab Sahib finished his recitation on the 19th. In Deoband, people came from far and wide to listen to him to recite in Darul Uloom Deoband. The Darul Uloom Deoband, Qari Tayyab Sahib used to recite, from far and wide people would come just to listen to him finish Khatam of Quran. We came to Tanabowan in a period when Hazrat could no longer lead the Tarawih due to weakness. He left for his home after praying Isha Salah in Jamaat in the Khanka Masjid and recited the Quran in Tarawih at home. His family and other women from the neighborhood came to pray behind him. Another reciter came to lead Tarawih and complete the Quran in the Masjid. When Qari Tayyab Sahib arrived, many of the people in the Khanka wished for him to recite the whole Quran in the last 10 days. They presented the request to Hazrat asking, after Tarawih, can Hazrat Sheikh Qari Tayyab Sahib recite 3 parts every night in voluntary Salat? Now this was the request that people came. Here we got the outside Qari, he's the rector of Darul Uloom Deoband, such a senior person, he came as a visitor. We're making a request to Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, can allow him to read 3 paras after our Tarawih finish. So we'll read 3 paras, let him read in the masjid here where we are, and everyone, whoever is there, can follow him. Now look at the thinking of Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat was deeply committed to fulfilling the rights of people and adherence to the Shariat, both of which were intrinsic in his nature. He was passionate and strict about avoiding things that upsetted or restricted others in another to fulfill his own desire for fervent worship. He trained his murids in this. That, you know what, you may have a desire to do something, but whilst you are doing something, you might be disturbing somebody else. So this was something that he trained his murids all the time, constantly, that think what you are doing, why you are doing it, how you are doing it, constant training he would give. So now what would happen, he would also train his murids. If he had allowed these people who made the request to pray in the masjid, there were a possibility that some would not want to attend for whatever reason and would be forced to stay awake because of the salat. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah said, these people all here in itikaf, people have come here. Some may want to sleep after tarawih. Others may want to do their own ibadat. If I'm going to allow one jamaat to take place, even though this is he's the rector of Darul Uloom Deoband, he's a top qari sahib, even though I'm going to allow him to read here, but what if those people that are in itikaf want to sleep, somebody wants to do his own ibadat, what's going to happen to them? They all are going to be disturbed because of this. So he started thinking about everybody, even when this type of request had come to him. Either that they would have no option but to join the congregation. For this reason, Hazrat did not allow them to congregate in the Khanka. He said, no permission for you. Imagine, such a great request has come to you. He said, there is no permission for you to congregate. At the same time, he recognized the sincerity and the goodness of the people that were requesting. So what he did was, he didn't want to dishearten them. Therefore he told them, there's a small masjid nearby that you people can go there. If you all want, nearby, it's not a very far way. There's another area, like another masjid. And sometimes in our circumstances, we say maybe one classroom or something, but you won't be disturbing the people in the masjid area. Now look at how he's thinking. So he kept their heart also, you all go be there, if you all want to read, but don't disturb the people that are here in the itikaf. Whoever wished to congregate behind Qari Tayyab Sahib went there after Tarawih. At that time, the Khanka Masjid became silent. In this way, one Quran was completed in that masjid. So he's saying, nowadays, many huffaz and reciters hold voluntary salats in the night of Ramadan. They have voluntary programs in the night of Ramadan, but they have no concern for the weak, sick, or people who return from a full days of work and wish to sleep at night. There are some people that want to sleep, they are tired. And people having loud programs, sometimes it disturbs these type of people. Some masjids even install loudspeakers for this purpose, and it disturbs the sleep of the people in the neighborhood. All these things look and seem like worship, but are actually acts of sin, and they create hardship for others. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi was very, very careful about this. Don't park in front of somebody's driveway. Don't inconvenience somebody. Be careful you don't disturb the neighbors. So this is what he's saying. Sometimes people think that this is worship. They're putting loudspeakers outside, and that are disturbing the neighbors with the Tarawih and the Qiraat. There's no need now. People outside don't need to hear. People inside need to hear. But they think that they are doing something good. He's saying, but this is not what is worship. Hazrat Tanvi often said, worship of this kind is only desirable whereas saving oneself from hurting another Muslim is wajib. What he's saying? That to do this nafil ibadat, this is only nafil. But to save somebody else from taklif, that is wajib. So this is what Tanvi is saying, that you're doing something that's nafil, but you're leaving out something that is wajib. Rather you do something that is wajib and leave out something that is nafil. Anyway, inshallah, we'll continue. This nice incident that had taken place about how himself, Mufti Shafi Sahib and Qadi Tayyib Sahib, one night they were speaking and they were talking a little bit extra loud, and how they also were reprimanded that be careful and be considerate of those people that want to sleep. Don't even talk loudly. Go to sleep immediately after Isha. So this was the training. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll do this part. But how these great people also got, that despite their greatness and them being special visitors there, they also were taught that be careful of everybody around. Don't disturb anybody. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.